Hello.
Hi, Jane. It's me.
Hey, Wendy. Calling to check on Rain.
Mm-hmm. Though I'd like to know how you're doing, too, of course.
I'm fantastic. I have this darling little man that recently came in for some self-improvement. He's coming along quite nicely.
You know, Dr. D, I still don't know how you get away with that shrinking of people and stuff.
Oh, I have my ways, little sister.
Little? I'm only a few minutes younger than you. And you wonder why I call you a supervillain.
No, I'm not that bad. Now about Rain. You know I can't tell you what we talk about.
Oh, I know. I want to know if he's opening up, you know, talking at all, healing.
Yes, Wendy. After he learned that I wouldn't bite, he opened up remarkably fast. We've had lots of deep conversations over these last months.
That's so wonderful to hear. He does seem happier. I was wondering if...
You wonder what, Wendy?
Well, I wanted to...
Yes?
I want to, well, do you think he'd let me collar him?
Collar him? Oh, you've fallen so hard for him, haven't you, sis?
Mm-hmm. Having Rain around has been wonderful. I'm not lonely anymore. I didn't even realize I was. I feel young and playful again. I want to keep him. But I don't want to force him. I don't want him to see the collar as a...
I understand. You don't want to create a choose me or else scenario?
Yeah, that.
Well, as your sister, go for it.
Woo!
Offer him the collar. I think it would make both of you very happy. As his therapist, when you do offer it to him, I recommend you give him a way out and make it clear, okay?
Oh, I understand. Thanks, Jane, for everything.
No problem, Wendy. I've gotta go. Love you. Bye now.
Bye, Jane. I love you too.